Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is Technoid Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting next to me is Showbiz Shelley.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Of course, well, we brought you back on this one in particular because we've got Caitlin Mills, the founder of Simple Mills, which is, from what I hear, a major fan person over here.
I'll show it to the camera.
She's showing the camera the box.
She has all kinds of products, crackers, cookies. What am I missing?
Frostings and baking mixes.
That's right. And I've tried the majority of them. So, they, I mean, I don't want to say too much because I'll let you say the most, but they're gluten-free, dairy-free, right?
Dairy-free, soy-free. Grain-free as well.
Grain-free, yeah.
Yeah. They are most of our products are vegan, too.
So, Scott, imagine why I'm single, because this works perfectly for me.
I was going to say, if you hear silence over here, all you're going to hear is me coughing up a lung, and in the back you're going to hear crunching and crackling as Showbiz Shelley's just chewing through this box.
No, so a couple things. First of all, I have to say, Caitlin, your stuff, can you talk about how you came up with Simple Mills?
Yeah, for sure. So I started this company after cleaning up my diet and taking out a lot of the processed food and a lot of the sugar, and it made a huge difference for me. So my joint pain went away. I had a lot more energy. My seasonal allergies went away, and it really just stunned me the degree to which the food that we eat impacts our bodies. And as I looked around, I realized how many different things people could do with their lives and the passions they'd be able to pursue if people were eating different foods. And so I really looked at those center aisles of the grocery store and wanted to lift the standards of what was in those aisles, taking out a lot of the processed food and a lot of the sugar and replacing it with simple whole food ingredients, things with vitamins and minerals and protein and things that you can pronounce and that your body recognizes. So we started out as a baking mix company, actually, we're coming up on 4 years on the shelf. And then since then, about a year and a half ago, we launched the crackers. And then in February, we launched the cookies.
First of all, thank you, because I am the biggest person when it comes to food, health, all this. I don't even know if you know that, but like,
I am aware of this.
Okay. So like, I agree with you when it comes to people don't even realize the stuff that we're eating and putting in our mouths. And so I constantly am looking for things that are healthy, but taste different and good. And so I remember I came across Simple Mills one day and I tried, I think it was either the crackers or the baking mix. I think I made a cake of yours. And I was like, this tastes so good and there's nothing bad in it. And ever since, I've been a huge fan. And so talk a little bit about, because it seems like you guys have grown a ton over these last couple of years.
Yeah, we have. We've grown at an astounding pace. it's been a lot to keep up with, but it's been a lot of fun at the same time. So we today are actually the number one largest natural baking mix brand.
Wow.
And the number two largest natural cracker brand. So it's been crazy to reach that at this pace. So the past 3 years, we've grown 3x every year.
Wow.
So you can imagine what that hockey stick looks like and what that's taken from our team.
So how much testing did you have? I mean, were you in your kitchen sort of testing out recipes, trying things with tapioca, trying all this stuff in your kitchen, or how did you do that?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time working benchtop in the kitchen. So our very first recipes, I probably worked through like 90 different iterations to come up with our first baking mixes. But even today, like, I spent a lot of time benchtop. We were actually just talking in the back room about how we're currently looking for an office with a lab in it because even to this day, it's done in my kitchen.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so Scott, I don't know, did you see all the ingredients on here?
I did. So you wouldn't think this of me. And I had this conversation with my buddies who do RX bars. I don't know if you're familiar with RX bars. So I went to high school with those guys.
Oh, no.
And Phil Rahal and a few of these other guys. So Sam McBride, I think, is another one of them. And of course, Jared, who slam dunked on me a bunch of times, which is something I really don't want to talk about now. But the point was, I may not look like it, but I actually do care about the food. I think like a good portion of my energy and just overall health and ability to sort of function at the pace that I want to function is tied directly to like what I end up eating.
Food is everything. I mean, I could do a whole podcast on this alone.
I mean, says the guy who drank like 40 drinks and like, well, that doesn't count because, you know, that's drinking and eating are very separate things.
Right.
But the seriousness of it is like, I think that a lot of the sicknesses and things that a lot of us get and our kids are getting, and the reason that they have a gazillion shots they have to have, all stuff, is because childhood diabetes,
100%.
Obesity, is because the stuff we eat is like unknown. We just created it because we were trying to get some sort of nutritional value, but rather we wanted to try to manufacture a taste that sort of tasted like something else, but was cheaper and synthetic and easier to grow.
And literally, there are foods out there with chemicals that make you addicted to it, so that you keep wanting and going.
Yeah, all of McDonald's. Yeah. Everything at McDonald's, right. Which hopefully, you know, I'll retract that statement if they want to sponsor the show. But but the bottom line is, like, I think there's a great – I love to see stuff like this. I think there's a huge marketplace for it. I actually am starting to enjoy some of the foods and how they taste. At first, I was sort of like, man, I'm not really like a big
you
kale.
You hang out with me. I'll get you to like all this stuff.
Well, that yeah. I actually liked. I've had that before.
Yeah, it's good.
So I mean, I think, you know, ultimately, I think I just love what you're building. I love that it's here. And you'd mentioned the fact you've had triple X growth year in, year in, year. How are you doing that? What's the secret other than the obvious that like you've got great products? I mean, lots of people have great products, but they don't know how to run a business and scale it. And you seem to have figured that out. And I guess I don't know what your background is. Were you a baker? Like what's the background to where you feel like, and you know, it's your opinion. What was the background, the part of it that made you feel like not only could I do this, but also like when you've been pressed and had to make big time decisions that result in hockey stick up or down, clearly you've made the right ones.
Yeah, I think so prior to this, I worked for Deloitte Consulting.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it was an awesome start.
I bet.
I worked for them right out of undergrad, and the training that you get in those generalist consulting positions is stunning.
And the amount of training they give you at 100 hours a week.
Yeah.
In Davenport, Iowa. It's just, you know, it's a great way to function. You can see the tears in her eyes of laughter. The time for my life I'll never get back.
But you're right, though. It is partially the number of hours that you put in. You learn a lot in those first few years. And you learn what great employees look like. You learn what great analysis looks like. You learn to be very analytical. You learn how different organizations are set up. There are just so many skills there that are really important for when you start to run your own company.
Oh, for sure. I think that's, I mean, as obviously, it's kind of funny. It's funny. I didn't know that you worked at Deloitte. It's funny that you said it because we've had, whether it was Amanda Signorelli from Tech Week on a couple weeks ago, we've had people from you back on. Mm-hmm. Their backgrounds continually are, Amanda was at, what's the big, McKinsey.
Mm-hmm.
Or McKinley or McKinsey? McKinsey, right?
Yeah.
McKinsey.
Yeah.
All of these, not just ladies, but ladies and gentlemen who have been coming in here as startup founders are either background in trading, where they kind of have the entrepreneurial numbers and analytics and sort of that background, or they work for major consulting firms where they were kind of forced taught to not only handle a lot of hours,
yeah.
but to look at the product, whatever it is, like it, don't like it, don't care. Is it performing? And why is this performing? And what do I have to change in this metrics to like make that happen? And if you take that approach, you could be selling that. You could be selling, you know, rubber bands for all it matters. Like you're a person who can figure out how to make a product move and market and well, obviously.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which is pretty cool.
And I have to say, I just had the double chocolate chip cookies this morning. I'm not even making that up. I really truly do buy your products.
Wait, they have double chocolate chip?
Yeah.
I'm just going to bring both of you guys along with me everywhere, and you guys can just keep doing this.
If you keep bringing boxes of double chocolate chip anything,
right.
I'll bring a little microphone around.
That's right.
I'll be your hype guy.
But if nothing else, I love the message, like you say, that food really is everything. It's everything, especially when it comes to our health. So that's why I'm super excited about your product. And I love it so much, and I will endorse it all day.
Awesome.
So,
I love that.
Well, on that kind of next part of this conversation, so you've obviously talked about, well, it's clear. I mean, the last couple of years, you've moved into different verticals. So you're in the crackers, you're in the baking stuff. Where do you see, is there an end to Simple Mills? Because the branding, I love because it's simple. Mm-hmm. And I can get a general idea as to where you got the last part of the name. But do you see this going into like pizzas and other things? Like, I feel like you've got
a
certain amount of like foundation set in this company now where based on everything you're telling me, it seems like it'd be pretty easy for you to start, not easy, but pretty easy for you to start popping other verticals up.
Yeah, well, we won't tip our cards too much, but
I had a try.
But I will say that I think that really those center aisles of the grocery store are just ripe for innovation. When you look at those aisles, they've had year over year declines.
Yep.
Because people are moving away from those aisles because they don't have simple whole food ingredients, and so we really we represent the opportunity to bring people back to those aisles. And we've done that in categories where you do typically see tons of carbs and tons of sugar and tons of processed ingredients. And there are opportunities in other aisles. So you'll likely see us in other places.
It's true. Well, right, because I don't know if you know that, Scott, but if you're looking to be healthy, you want to shop around the perimeter of the grocery store. Not go up and down the aisles because that's where all the processed stuff is.
There's no good. I go straight to the pinwheels.
To the what?
Pinwheel. I go straight to the chocolate covered marshmallow. That's okay. No brainer.
Okay.
Every time. Well, no, I like stack some healthy stuff around it. Although, I got to tell you, I was at the grocery store the other day and one of the ladies caught me with the sample of Palermo's pizza, too, for like $8.
Oh, and she caught you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she caught me. She gave me a piece of pizza, and I was feeling a little bit, I don't know, tired, shall we say. And I took that piece, ate it, and I was like, where are the rest of them? She's like, here's two coupons. Like, done.
Well, but the thing is, throw Caitlin in the mix here, and you'll be able to shop.
You start
all
making some sugar-free
aisle.
Pizzas,
yeah.
And we're in business.
That's right.
We do
have pizza dough.
Well, then, wait, but let's see, now I got to find someone to help me cook it. No, it's... high demand. No, but seriously, this is awesome. I look forward to seeing the next sort of stuff that you end up building here. And overall, what would be some advice, I think, for you to not just people on the eating side, the consumer side, but also to those that are entrepreneurs who would like to venture into something that, like you said, you were at Deloitte, you weren't in the, you know, food industry per se, mm-hmm. although maybe you worked on food stuff, I'm not sure. But what would be your words of advice to the consumer one, and then your words of advice to a founder who might want to start something like you?
Yeah. Starting with words of advice to the consumer, I would say read the ingredient labels. If you can't pronounce what's on the ingredient label, your body probably won't recognize it. So start there. And then my advice to other founders, goodness, there are so many different things that I could talk about. I think that it varies based on if you're an early founder or a later stage founder. For early stage, I think the most important thing is just discipline and getting after it.
Yep.
Doing the things that you don't want to do. So picking up the phone and doing cold calls, that one was my thing that I really didn't like to do. But those things are critical for your business in the early days. So having the discipline to get up in the morning and go after it. And then for slightly later stage.
Just get a good lawyer. Huh? Just get a good lawyer. That's my advice. And I got like a million. I'm like, I got seven things I want to share with you. I'm just going to sum it up with this. Get a great lawyer.
That's excellent. So for later stage entrepreneurs, I would say hire amazing people and do not hire the wrong person. It is really painful to wait for the right people to join your team. But when you have amazing people on your team, that's what creates hockey stick growth. I certainly help in the process, but the vast majority of that is at their hands. So they are the ones who make the difference.
So that and a good profit sharing system is always helpful. It's always helpful. This is great. Thank you so much for taking the time on this.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, of course. You're welcome back anytime. You keep bringing these chocolates. I'm looking.
Send you some more stuff.
I'm looking to replace the pinwheel. I'm open to it.
It's double chocolate cookies, I'm telling you. Very good.
Yeah. I'm open to that. Very cool. And where do people go to find the product?
Yeah, so you can find us in 8,000 stores around the country. So in the Chicago area, you can find us in Whole Foods, Target, Mariano's,
Plum Market, Kitsch Fix. That's where I go. Yeah.
Awesome. Soon enough, you'll find it on Amazon Prime.
And Amazon Prime.
And
Amazon.
Everyone, hey Alexa. Alexa, buy me some Simple Mills. Yeah. Very cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
You can watch this episode and more at technori.com, download the podcast on iTunes, and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. And follow Showbiz Shelley at Showbiz Shelley.
That's right.
Boom, that's a wrap.